So as people tuning in thinking, hang on a minute, this is a technology show for blind people and they're talking about cars? Yes, we are talking about cars, but in particular driverless cars. It's a topic which is close to all of our hearts here. Because, you know, I think all of us at one time or other, even if we are a bit scared of the technology right now, the idea of a driverless car for all of us as blind or partially sighted people just really makes sense, doesn't it? And gives us so many options to be independent. Sean, you want one of these, don't you?
Oh, of course, everyone wants one. You know, you see them in the sci-fi films all the time. You think, one day that's going to be me.
What about you, Jackie?
Well, I'd love one in some ways. Depends on the cost, because they are going to be very expensive. And running it, of course. But yeah, I mean, who wouldn't? Who wouldn't want this idea of getting into a car and saying, take me to such and such a place and get the playlist going and cool.
Fall asleep.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I know, perfect.
Room for the dog.
Eat a curry.
Do you know, actually, all the things I haven't thought about, yeah.
That's why I can't get a taxi. No one will let me in.
Yeah, but do you know, this is the thing, right? I mean, in all seriousness, and I hate to be serious about it because, you know, I am very excited about this. But there is one thing about it that just leaps out for me, and that is, you know, exactly, you know, we mentioned the curry and we laugh, but actually, you know, you go home on a Friday night, you've been at a friend's house and you want to go home and you might want to stop off at the local Chinese or the local Indian. You think, oh, I can't, because the driver won't want to hang around and, you know, doesn't want food in his car and all that. Whereas if you've got your own car, you can do what you like. And these cars, which in a way are kind of like taxis, they're like taxis because, you know, they are picking you up and dropping you off and then they could go off and do whatever they want. Go to their own party. But, you know, you can go, you can stop off at shops, you can buy things, you can go, you know, go via somewhere on the way home. I think when you're, I don't know about you guys, but when I'm travelling about, I always feel beholden to other people. I'm either stuck on a bus that's on a route that's, has to go that way because that's the way it goes. You're never getting off, if you're using a bus, you're never getting off the bus at the door of your house. You're getting off somewhere nearby.
Yeah.
You know, then you've got a taxi that takes you point to point. And some drivers might be nice, but it's all down to the driver. You might get a guy who's really helpful and happy to do everything for you, but you got others that just don't want to know. And it's, nope, this is the route you've told me to go. That's all I'm doing. That's it. I'm finishing in half an hour, so, you know, away you go. And that gets really irritating. And then, you know, again, Jackie, you've got the dog. You've got the guide dog, of course. You know, getting in a taxi, you might get kicked out of a taxi. How many times is that happening these days?
It hasn't happened to me, I have to say, but yeah, that does happen. But
you do have stories.
Yeah, having knowing you, Jackie, having known you for a while, I don't think anyone would throw you a taxi. I wouldn't throw you at my
wouldn't
taxi.
Dare.
I know what I'd get. But
I mean, that's what it's all about, though, isn't it? It's the spontaneity of it, or the freedom. Yeah. I mean,
What was that word, Sean?
I'm not saying it again. It's the spontaneity.
Yeah.
How's that? All right.
That was good. I like that word.
I hate you, Stephen. It's all about freedom to do what you want without that anxiety or planning it for days in advance. And, you know, I just want to do this. Just jump in the car and take me there.
Well,
I don't want to be negative about this, guys, but the only criticism or even not a criticism, but the only point I would make about driverless cars is for a blind person, okay, if you get there by yourself, that's great. But then what happens when you get to your destination? If it's a strange place that you don't know where you're going, the car's not going to help you once you get out of it, is it?
No. And there is a lot of questions over that as well. You know, just getting out of the car, finding the car again. I don't think this is going to be, you know, everyone keeps saying it's around the corner. I personally don't think it's around the corner. Maybe it is for the general public. I don't think for us it's around the corner at all.
No, I don't either.
There's still a lot of things to figure out. And I would be nervous, you know, jumping in a car. And like you say, it's when you get to the destination as well. It's not simply the travel. But, you know, it's exciting and you can see so much potential for it.
I think it's, and this is why I wanted to bring up this week, because I've talked about driverless cars before on the show, as many of our listeners will know only too well. The reason I'm keen to talk about it this week is because there have been a couple of announcements about it this week. And, you know, some announcements surrounding this whole kind of artificial intelligence technology There's a lot of investment going into it. I saw an article in the FT. I mean, I don't read the Financial Times. I should point that out. I'm not that intelligent.
Oh, you do?
No. Listen, I do a radio show all about newspapers. It's hard to miss them. But, you know, the thing is that on the front page of the FT, it said this week, you know, huge investment going into this robot AI technology. And that includes these driverless cars. But on top of that, Volvo have come out and worked up an alliance with Google. And they're basically trying to work together to get companies and countries as well to really take on this technology, and in particular one area, and that is insurance. That's the big question I've got. You know, so what happens when you buy this car? How does the insurance work? If this thing plows me into a wall, what happens? Who pays for that? Because it's not my fault.
It's the car's fault.
It's the car's fault. But how do you guard against
how
that?
How do you blame a thing rather than a
person?
Yeah,
exactly. How do you blame it? How do you blame a car?
Well, that's one of the things they need to work out. There's so many, and you know, legal things as well that need to be worked out. It's going to be a slow process.
I had a rumor this week that Google are apparently working up their own insurance. I don't know if that's true or not, but I've heard they're working up their own insurance plan, almost on a suggestion of, well, you know what? We back this technology. We're going to, you know, stand by it. And as such, we'll take the hit if it comes. That's quite a thing, though, to do, isn't it? I mean, you know, to get to that point, to actually stand up and say, we'll take full responsibility for this. Companies don't do that.
No, not usually.
But we thought we'd get some views on this. Around the world, people have got opinions. And we, over the past few weeks and months here on Tech Talk, we've heard from a number of different people. I thought we'd put together a little montage, if you like, of different people talking about their views on driverless cars. We'll start with Brian Bashan. He is from San Francisco.
I couldn't point to a more humanitarian use of high technology. I really thought that it's a larger issue than blind people. It's about seniors who shouldn't be driving. It's about other people who can't drive for reasons other than blindness. Those people have just as much need to be at a kid's house or to be at a workplace or to do something frivolous. And looking at how this works, the Google cars have now driven several million miles on the road. We have a data path and records and all of that. Its rate of involvement in accidents is far less than those driven by human beings. And this is just the beginning of this technology. So I see this as the inevitable and happy instance of where technology is headed.
Hugh Huddy is from the RNIB here in the UK.
We're excited about anything that makes getting around easier. And there's no doubt that, you know, if you're not in a city, then the car can often be the only option. And this is a potential solution to people who aren't near a decent bus service or train service. But I would say that in balance with that, it's hard to imagine how this is going to be cheaper than a taxi service. So there's lots of questions. And this is something that, you know, here at RNIB and along with other colleagues around the world representing blind and partially sighted people, we're keeping the possibilities here sort of under review. We're very much thinking about how this could benefit us in the future. But we're absolutely not sort of going head over heels with a kind of, wow, this is going to solve everything. Because there are so many questions that have not been answered.
Jonathan Mosen is from New Zealand.
A lot of people involved in developing this sort of technology like to think that it can change lives. And I think Google have stumbled on a use case that says this thing could really revolutionize the way an often forgotten minority in society function. And when you think of the choices that we have to make, often negative choices, because the transportation options aren't available, the idea that we can have greater control over those options is exciting. And I guess as somebody with a technological background in product management who's designed products, it's natural for me to go through and think about, wow, there are some really exciting technological challenges here. But at the same time, the social advocate in me thinks, wow, you know, if we can resolve these issues, and there are some of the cleverest minds in the world on these cases, then we're on the cusp of some really exciting social change that could open up a lot more employment prospects, social integration prospects. I think many of us have paid more for housing, whether it's renting a flat somewhere or buying a house somewhere. because we know that the only way we can really function is to be close to public transport. And when you're close to public transport, the house has a premium attached because it's seen as an attractive convenience. For us, it's not a convenience, it's a necessity. So if we can get through some of these issues and have a vehicle over which we have some control, even if it's programmatically, then, you know, bring it on. Let's think about these issues carefully, sort them through as a society, and just bring it on.
Robin Christofferson is from the UK.
I do a lot of travelling by public transport, and luckily most of the places I go with work are London or Manchester or places where there is decent, you know, public transport routes. But occasionally I do have to go into places where, you know, I would need a driver, and so, you know, that level of autonomy would be absolutely fantastic. And just getting around, you know, and have that level of independence that anyone has. I mean, there's a fantastic video on YouTube where a blind chap, you know, takes people out for the day, and it's only at the very end of the video, after he's, you know, dropped everybody else off and they've been to Taco Bell in the drive-through and they've been various places, that you realise that he actually can't see, because he gets out of the car and gets out his long cane and goes into the laundrette and picks up his dry cleaning and then goes back to the car. And then he explains afterwards just how empowering autonomous vehicles would be for him as a blind person. So, you know, it's the obvious thing that we all can readily think about, you know. It's just very, very exciting.
Several different voices there giving their opinion to the, you know, much held beliefs by many that driverless cars could be really good. You know, we had Brian saying it's, you know, it could change the world, it could change all of our lives. And that's true to some extent. But Jackie and Sean, I guess you both, you know, maybe exercising a bit more caution.
Well, it's easy to get carried away. I mean, just from a tech point of view, it's really exciting to see this stuff coming through. But like Jackie mentioned, you know, there's a lot of questions from the visually impaired community. You know, how would we use this? How would this work in practice? But there's a lot of momentum about it as well for the, like you said, there's a consortium of companies now pushing to get this through. So it's definitely exciting.
It is, yeah. But I think we have to, well, keep our feet on the ground as well. You know, it's great stuff, and we can all laugh and joke about, you know, how we would love to drive around, what we would do, the places we could go, listen to music as we're going along. But there are some serious questions to be asked about what happens to a blind person once they get there, insurance, parking. You know, there are lots of things, but it's exciting times.
I mean, we talk about ending isolation, don't we? And you know, that's exactly what this could solve. And maybe solves the wrong word, but certainly goes some way to solving it. Because, you know, you've got people, and I just imagine, you know, my wife's a social worker and she tells me some amazing stories that just make you really put your head in your hands and think, you know, you think your life's bad, you know, and you hear stories and you hear of people who are visually impaired, who are maybe 60s, 70s, who've lost their sight. And, you know, people think it's this process and, you know, there's loads of people around that help you, and they don't. People aren't there. There's no one there.
No, that's right. It's these people who have got really good mobility, you know, they're so impressive. But I know a lot of people that haven't and really do struggle just going out, doing every, you know, day-to-day things.
It's like I hear about these guys, you know, you hear about this all the time, these people who, you know, are really, really, you know, maybe, you know, a blind guy flies plane or, you know, whatever it is. And you're like, oh, that's amazing. But actually, you know, getting out your house can be pretty amazing. Finding your way to the shops. And Jackie picks up on that with the point about once you've got your driverless car and it drops you off at the shopping centre, how do you find your way around the shops?
Mm. You know, so exactly.
All this technology
has to join
up. I had
a phone call with a friend the other day who actually rang me up and said, I've just been out and got an ice cream. I was like, oh, well done. And you couldn't have that conversation with anyone else. You know, I went out, find the ice cream van and got an ice cream and came back. You know, it sounds so strange, but it's only when you're in that situation you can think, oh, well done.
And that's the thing. I mean, and if we can get technology, and you know, right now that's, you know, we're talking about driverless cars as an element of the future. And, you know, that's I wanted to bring up this week because I think it's really important for us to talk about, you know, future technology, and we should get excited about it because this stuff, you know, it's already part of our lives. I mean, you know, where I live in the minute, I live near Glasgow, the city of Glasgow, and, you know, we're about to get our driverless train subway. So the entire subway network will be driverless. That'll be the first time we'll ever have tried that here. I've been on driverless trains in other parts of the world, and they're fine, you know. So, yeah. But being a train and a car is obviously quite a different thing. However, you know, I think the tech is really interesting. So, yeah, I wanted to bring that up this week. So driverless cars, I think I'm excited about it, but, yeah, I am cautious. And I think, you know, we should all be cautious about it. And, you know, I'll let someone else go first.
yeah.
Probably the best way to look at it.